You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, our mini episode countdown to kickoff. Day number 90, episode 262. Day number 90 is all about Isaac Rochelle, the senior, 6 foot, 3.5, 290-pound defensive end on the strong side. Isaac Rochelle hails from McDonough, Georgia, and was at high school at Eagles Landing Christian. We'll get started with some flashbacks to his recruiting, and then we'll look at some of his numbers as a freshman, sophomore, as a junior, and then our expectations for Isaac Rochelle's senior season.
Yeah, Isaac Rochelle, like you mentioned, played at Eagles Landing Christian Academy, which is a private school, so I'm not sure how the competition was at that level. They did go 12-1 his senior year and ended up playing in the state title and won 33-0 in the state title.
Wow.
So it was a private state title, or the Georgia Class A private state title, but they kind of dominated in the championship game there. And that year he played both defensive tackle and offensive tackle.
Was he ever recruited as an offensive lineman?
No, I don't think so. He was projected to be a defensive player. And that's what he played most of his high school, but his senior year, he did play on offense as well.
Okay.
Year before, he had made 97 tackles, 24 tackles for loss, and 7 sacks. So he was pretty dominating as a junior as well. He was a 4-star recruit coming out of high school, the 127th overall player. So, he was ranked up there, and he didn't ever take a red shirt at Notre Dame. I mean, he played right away as a freshman. He wasn't a starter, but he did see game time in 11 games as a freshman, and totaled 10 tackles, 5 solo tackles. His best game that year was actually against Air Force, and which is kind of interesting because his brother was a starting offensive lineman for Air Force. So it'd be interesting to go back and see if he ever lined up, how often he lined up across from his brother, if he did at all. But maybe that gave him a little motivation, and that was his best game his freshman year.
All right, and then in 2014, he played in all 13 games, had a total of 39 tackles, had 7.5 tackles for losses, 2.5 sacks, broke up 3 passes, and had 10 quarterback hurries, and also added on a blocked kick. So remember, Jerron Jones really had a knack for knocking down kicks and blocking shots. Isaac Rochelle, not quite as much of a knack, but he did knock down one kick in 2014. And then in 2015, so he had 2.5 sacks as a sophomore in 2014. In 2015, he was 5th on the team with tackles with a total of 63, so a really big, nice jump in numbers there. And he really did have a really solid year. He always seemed to seal that edge against the run, did a great job on that strong side defensive end position. But I'm curious, Randall, if you just have to guess, how many sacks do you think Isaac Rochelle recorded in 2015?
Oh, man. Kind of coming off guard. I want to say, was it 6?
No, it was only 1.
Are you serious? I thought he had more than that.
He did. Yes. He had 7 quarterback hurries, and he broke up 2 passes, had 2 deflected 2 balls. So he was effective in getting after the quarterback, but only recorded 1 sack. But total sacks for the year, or total tackles for the year, was 63, And just like the year before in 2014, he had 7.5 tackles for loss.
Wow.
So it was still...
I was just thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it was still... He had a nice jump in productivity, and just from watching his productivity, just from watching the games, it really did do a great job on that strong side end.
Yeah. Just this summer, he did an internship with Street Beans Coffee. So I don't know if he plans to get into the coffee market if football doesn't work out for him, but he did work with them over the summer. And looking at his Instagram account, which you can follow him at Isaac Rochelle, obviously the last couple of days, everybody's been tweeting about Muhammad Ali since he passed away this last weekend. But Isaac Rochelle, going through his Instagram, I noticed that he was already a fan of him for a while. Like early in May, he had a picture of him wearing a shirt that says Muhammad Ali on it. So he was definitely a fan of him for a while already. He does post quite a few pictures on Instagram. He had quite a few of his internship at the coffee shop this summer and some of the traveling he's been doing. So, yeah, definitely give him a follow. And his Twitter account is at IsaacRochelle90.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about our expectations for Isaac this upcoming season. I'll go first. I mean, just from the jump in productivity from 2014 as a sophomore to his junior season last year, I do expect just to see just an increased improvement. I think it's going to be tough for teams to be able to run to that strong side edge unless they have a tight end lined up outside of him. And especially, and maybe part of that's because I think Notre Dame's going to be a little weak on the weak side defensive end if they have Trimbetti there. I think Jay Hayes is a little unproven at this point as far as actual playing time. But I think teams will try to attack that weak side first. And I think if they try to go to the strong side, I think they're going to be disappointed in the result. Unless they have an extra blocker there.
Yeah. I agree with you. I would say that he's going to get a couple more sacks this year than he did last year.
I would say like the most sacks I would expect from him. I know he had, 2.5 as a sophomore? Yeah, 2.5 sacks as a sophomore. I think if he has 5 sacks, I would be very happy with that. I'd say that would be a great year.
Yeah. I'm going to go, I was going to say 5 as well. Hopefully he'll surprise us and get more than that. But if he gets to 5, I mean, that's obviously, he would more than double his career sack numbers at Notre Dame. So.
All right. Anything else, Randall, about Isaac Rochelle?
I don't think so.
All right. Check back tomorrow for day number 89, Jacob Matuska.